Hello everyone, well I'm back at the North Pole again because it's time to meet Santa and teach the elves. I'm just making my way to Santa's grotto. Oh, here's the sign. There's some funny bumpy things on it as well. I must ask Titch what that is. Anyway, here we are, here's the door, let's find the doorbell.
Let's go, elves! Let's have a dance! Here we go! It's nearly Christmas Eve, we'll decorate the tree, cover it in sparkly lights. Snow is falling down, covering the ground, everything is turning white. Woohoo! Ho, 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 get ready for Santa, have a good banter, food in our tums, yummity yum. Ho, ho, ho. Bells of the sleigh say Santa's on his way. Ho, 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 3 in the morning, Mum and Dad yawning, praises galore, cover the floor. Ho, 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 we're gonna be wild cause it's the real deal. Oh man, I feel like it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, the doorbell, I wonder who that could be.
Hi, Titch, it's Alan.
Oh, hello, Alan. In you come.
Oh, it's cold out there, Alan. Come over and sit by the fire.
Thanks very much, Titch. Were you singing?
Maybe. I've been practicing. La, 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 la. Do you want to hear my song?
Maybe later. Titch, when I was coming up to the door, there was a sign that says Santa's Grotto, but it's got some funny bumpy things on it. What are they?
Oh, they're special dots, Alan. They're called Braille. It's really cool. Do you want me to show you how it works?
All right, what is it?
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I shall begin. Well, you've got 6 dots, Alan. And each of those 6 dots are called a cell. You've got 3 dots on the left-hand side and 3 dots on the right. And different bits of those dots make up letters.
Oh.
So, for example, your name, Alan, begins with an A, and that's dot 1. And my name, Titch, begins with a T, and that is dots 2, 3, 4, and 5.
All right, so it looks like a dice.
Yeah, it is a bit like that, isn't it, Alan? And did you know, ding dong, fact alert, so it's 200th anniversary of Braille.
Wow. So Louis Braille's almost as old as Santa.
Yeah, and almost as old as you.
Is Santa doing his letters to all the blind and partially sighted children again this year?
Yes, that's right, Alan, he is. Would you like me to tell all the big people all about it?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll want to know how to get all the information to Santa so all the children can get those lovely letters.
Okay, well, you can send your letters to the following address. Santa Claus, RNIB, Northminster House, Northminster, Peterborough, PE1, 1YN, like yes or no. Letters must be received by Sunday, the 1st of December. Santa needs to know your child's name, age, and delivery address. That's where you live. Contact telephone number in case one of our elves, like me, has a query. Whether the child would like a reply in English, ho, 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 la, la, di, da, di, da, or Welsh, or Christmas tree, or Christmas tree. Oh. What format the child would like, Braille grade 1, which is just the letters of the alphabet, or grade 2, which is with all the funny squiggly wiggly bits in. Large print, and if large print, what font size? Or audio CD. You can also request a letter by going onto our website, www.rnib.org.uk/Santa. You need to get onto the website by the 1st of December, which is a Sunday. Or, instead of snail mail, you can get a letter by email from Santa by sending your own email to santa@rnib.org.uk. And if you want to send an email, it needs to be ready to reach Santa by Thursday, the 19th of December. And you'll get a special large print attachment in 16 point unless you tell him something else that you want to make it bigger or smaller, maybe.
Wow, you remembered all that.
I know. I practiced really, really hard. Oh, Alan, would you like to see my new Braille watch? I bought it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, nice. Let's have a look then.
Oh, there it is. Look, you lift up the top bit and you can feel all the dots underneath. Oh, no. Is that the time? I'd better go. I've got to go and elf the Titch board. See you in a bit, Alan.
See you, Titch.
Oh, where's the... Oh, yeah, there we go. There's a microphone. I'll just get my headphones on. Hello, Santa's Grotto. Teach the Elf speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Santa.
Hello, Santa.
One moment, please.
Please hold the line whilst we connect your call. Your call may be recorded for training and quality purposes. Or at least that's what we're telling you.
Hello, Santa. I've got two little people on line one.
Thank you, Titch. Put them through on line one.
Thank you for your patience. If you're happy with last year's Christmas presents, please press one at the end of your call. Connecting you now.
Hello.
Hi.
Shout, hello, Santa.
Hello, Santa.
Hello, Santa.
Now that's much more like it. That's marvellous. How are you both?
Good. Good.
Tell me, how old are you?
I am 8 and Caelan is 5.
Tell me, what are you going to get for Christmas? What have you asked for?
I don't know what I want yet.
I do believe that for Christmas you'd like Paw Patrol cars and toys. Is that true?
A train with some colourful wagons.
Have I got it wrong? If I get anything wrong, then that's the elves' fault. Now, you live in Middlesbrough, don't you?
Yeah.
I do live at the North Pole with the elves. They're very naughty at times, but I love them very much. And does your football team in Middlesbrough still have a red shirt, like my red costume?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to a pantomime at all?
I don't know.
Oh, they can be great fun. Really great fun. I think Peter Pan is a very good one. And, of course, Aladdin as well. I was talking to the elves the other day, and they all said you had a doggy. And then they said it's Ollie. What does Ollie look like?
He's a black and white dog. He's white on his paw.
A black and white dog. That's lovely. Amelia, I was told this by one of the elves. You'll be singing Snow is Falling for a Christmas event at school. Can you sing some of it to me?
Okay. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas. Everyone.
Very good, yes. Rudolph, come here. Leave that dog. We've got a little doggy here. He's a bit like... Come on, hold on. No, he's eaten my sandwich, I'm afraid. Go on, say goodbye. Go on, Rudolph. Goodbye. There, you see, he can speak, can't he? Say goodbye to Rudolph.
Bye, Rudolph. Bye, Rudolph.
Bye-bye to you both. And have a marvellous Christmas. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Santa.
Oh, they sound lovely. I hope they get all the Christmas presents they want this year.
I hope they get all those presents too, Titch. Oh, I've just checked your Braille watch. I need to go now and head home.
Oh, before you go, would you like to hear my cracker joke?
Oh, go on then.
Why did the biscuit cry?
I don't know, Titch. Why did the biscuit cry?
Because his mummy had been away for so long.
Bye, Titch. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
I look forward to visiting you on Christmas Eve, and I'll try not to leave my boot prints. Mrs. Claus and I, not to mention all the reindeer, elves and fairies, wish you and your family a very happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Love, Santa.